Hi there, welcome to another podcast from Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. Have a listen, I hope you find it useful. Hi, welcome to my latest podcast, and this time around I'm going to be looking at responsive websites and asking the question, is having a responsive website enough? When I started using the internet to access the World Wide Web back in the early 90s, I had a 14-inch monitor with a 640 by 480 resolution. That's 640 dots wide, or pixels wide, and 480 high. Smartphones didn't exist, and connection was made via a modem, in my case US Robotics, using a dial-up, i.e. a normal telephone line as the connection, and it was slow. But we're not here to talk about internet speed. Then I started working for an IT company and graduated to a 15-inch screen with an 800 by 600 resolution, which meant that I could actually get more on my screen. I was really excited. Well, I am a geek after all. And then it got really good because I moved to a 17-inch screen with a 1024 by 768 resolution. So 1024 pixels or dots wide and 768 high. That's almost twice as much information on the screen as my original 14-inch monitor. Not only could I be more productive, but at the similar time, we moved to an ISDN connection to the internet, so a digital connection. Not only was our connectivity faster, but it was much more reliable, and the world was a better place. I was quite an early adopter of smartphones. Did I mention I was a geek? But the adoption of a phone with a usable screen or a touchscreen really took off in 2007, when after 2 years of development, Steve Jobs proudly announced the very first iPhone. This introduced a problem for web designers and developers. iPhone resolution was 420 by 480, so that's 420 dots across the bottom and 480 high. Monitors were running in landscape and phones were running in portrait. And sites that were developed for traditional monitors tended not to work very well on smartphone screens. The fact that monitors were wider than they were taller and smartphones were taller than they were wider led to a lot of horizontal scrolling. And this was just horrible. As a consequence, web developers started to design mobile-only websites. A bit of code on the homepage could identify whether the site was being visited by a desktop or a laptop PC or by a mobile device, and the visitor would be seamlessly forwarded to the relevant site. The mobile site would commonly be identified by an M. If the regular site was www.mywebsite.com, the mobile version would be m.mywebsite.com. However, this of course meant that web developers had to build two different sites, and this took time and money, so it wasn't an ideal solution. By 2008, work was well underway developing a technology that would overcome this and allow a single site to be developed, one that would automatically change its size and layout depending on the device being used to access it. Initially, these were called by a variety of names: flexible, fluid, elastic, and liquid were the main terms used, but in May 2010, the word responsive was used for the first time. By 2012, responsive was number two in the top web design trends by the .NET magazine. And in 2013, Mashable claimed it the year of responsive web design. In the same year, Google also announced that it was going to reward responsive designs with improved rankings, moving responsive designs higher up the search results. And the floodgates opened. Come 2014, mobile web access exceeded desktop access for the first time. More people were using their phones than they were desktops. And in 2019, Google switched focus from looking at desktop sites first to taking a mobile first approach. Now, barely a website is built unless it's responsive. But this brings its own set of problems. In my experience, most companies who request a responsive site rarely take a detailed look as to how quickly the responsive site loads, how it looks on the screen, and how easy it is to use. They might quickly check their phones when the new site's developed, but that's it. And provided the site looks okay, they accept the design that they've been given. And that's where the problems start. It's very easy to build a responsive website these days. You just need a template that's responsive, and that's the job done, especially in WordPress. But it's even easier to make it slow to load. And on the speed front, remember, you have less than 3 seconds to get your site open and just 0.2 seconds for the visitor to understand what's on offer. Lots of sites still use image carousels. Those scroll scrolling images that feature at the top of web pages. You can read about my dislike of carousels on my blog, or you can listen back to one of my earlier podcasts. I hate carousels. They are useless. And that's not just my view. That's the view of many experts. I think it's marketeers who say, look at all these pictures we can share. But from a usability expert, how many times do you sit and actually look at all the images presented to you in a carousel? If you sit and look at them all, you are a very rare and a very patient person. Most of us pay no attention. The problem with carousels is that for them to work properly, the images have to load first. And so that slows the site down whilst it's waiting for the pictures to load. And the worst responsive sites with a carousel simply stack all of the carousel images one above the other when you look at it on a phone screen. You have to scroll past them to get to the real messages. And although people can scroll easily on a phone, I mean, it's not difficult, is it? They have to understand what they're scrolling for. Most people simply won't bother when faced with more than two images. What's the point walking down a road if you don't know what's at the end of it? Carousels on mobile phones are no different. So how good is your website when viewed on a smartphone? How do you know that people don't like the responsive version of your website? Actually, it's a lot easier than you might think. Log into your Google Analytics account. You are using Google Analytics or something similar, aren't you? Log into your Analytics account and look at the initial quality metrics for the three device types. The three device types being desktop and laptop, i.e. big screen, mobile and tablet. When I'm taking a quick site performance overview, I always look at the average length of each visit, the average number of pages per visit, and the bounce rate. So the bounce rate being the number of visitors who reach your website but leave without clicking on anything. By navigating in Google Analytics to Audience, Mobile, Overview, you'll see all three devices presented to you in a nice table-style format. You can see how many visitors each platform has had by both number and percentage. You can see the bounce rate. You can see the average time on site, the average number of pages viewed. And if mobile and tablet users spend a lot less time on the site, look at far fewer pages, and have a significantly higher bounce rate, then your mobile version of your website has a problem. And remember, I've got a very simple bounce rate scale that says bounce rate 0 to 20%. Absolutely excellent. First class. Designers, developers need a prize for that because that's very, very rare in my experience. 21% to 50% bounce rate is about average. That's where you want to be aiming for. And then if the bounce rate's 51% or higher, then you need to start investigating. And the further away from the 51% it is, the harder you need to investigate. I've worked with loads of sites where desktop and tablet bounce rates, because the screen resolution on a tablet is similar to a larger screen, where the bounce rates are comfortable around the 40% mark. But looking at visits from mobile phones, bounce rates of 60, 70, 80%. And if your bounce rate's 66% or there and thereabouts, that means two-thirds of all the visits from users using those devices have left without doing anything at all. They are totally wasted, a wasted opportunity. And even if you increase your marketing to attract more visits, well, you will always get what you've always got, and two-thirds of your marketing effort will be wasted because people will leave your site before doing anything. What should you be doing? And it's really simple. First off, you need to have a good understanding of the goal of your website. I know that sounds simplistic, but so many people have a website because they feel they need one, because they've told they've got to have one, because everybody's got one, but haven't really given any thought to specific goals. It's a bit like employing a salesman, agreeing a salary, putting him on the road, maybe in a company car, with a company laptop, a company phone, company collateral, and putting him out on the road, but not giving him any goals to hit. It's like the old adage that if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you've got there? Your site should have clear goals, and it should be immediately obvious what those goals are. For example, do you want visitors to your website to buy something, order something, subscribe to something, make contact to ask a question, download something? The list goes on, but you need to understand what it is you want your website to do for you. You need to be tracking performance and ensuring that it's very, very easy for visitors to hit those goals. Now, go away and have a look at the site on your phone. Take a good look, not a quick look, not a, oh yeah, that looks okay look. Have a look, analyze it. How fast does the site open? Remember, 3 seconds. How quickly can it be used? Because sometimes an open site is still unusable. How obvious is the primary goal? How easy is it for a visitor to carry out that primary goal? If it's to buy something, how clear are the buy now buttons? How simple is the shopping cart? Make some notes about the performance and have a conversation with your web designer to sort everything out. And if you need help, you can always get in touch. We can have a chat, there's no cost, no obligation, or you can leap straight in and book a detailed website review where I look at your website, including mobile performance and SEO. And in my autumn 2020 special offer that you can find on my website, you can save 50 quid. The website is https://seo.enterprise-oms.uk. I can provide advice, help, support. I can even sometimes get involved with the redevelopment. Take the first step. Just pick up the phone and give me a call on 01793 23 80 20. Or hunt me down on social media. Search for Andy Poulton. You'll find my website. You'll find my social media. Just get in touch and we'll take it from there. I've also got contact details in the sting that follows this. Thank you for listening and hope everything stays well for you. You've just been listening to a podcast by Andy Poulton, your Chief SEO Officer. You can reach me on 01793 23 80 20 or hunt me down on social media, Twitter and LinkedIn. Just search Andy Poulton. Thanks for listening.